Portillo's. At closing, Portillo's in Fountain Hills was almost empty. The eatery specializes in Chinese food, hot dogs, Polish sausages, and Italian beef. The restaurant's gleaming and has checkered tablecloths, old-style movie posters, and employees dressed in sporty uniforms. It is a place that Vinny and the boys would come to eat after taking care of their numbers rackets, breaking some arms, blowing up a competitor's vehicle with him inside it. There are more employees in the place than customers this time of night, and as we finish our late dinner, the help is sweeping floors, closing out registers, getting ready to hang the close sign in the front window and go home to late-night movies and Chinese takeout. In the parking lot, the bass player, Tom, has backed his car into a close-to-our-table parking spot in plain view so he can keep an eye on his expensive, irreplaceable stand-up bass. I watched him slip the big instrument into its custom-made case at the gig and roll it out to his car like he was pulling a suitcase in an airport terminal. He carefully laid the bass down in the back seat of a small SUV and covered it with a cheap-looking Mexican blanket that would hide it. Instruments like your best set of golf clubs, your best operating scalpels, your best culinary knives or running shoes have to be kept close. This world is not without thieves who steal to support their drug habits.